show here on 100.2 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Paul Andrews. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. I feel some little green shoots coming through. It's kind of spring-like, isn't it, today?
Green shoots?
Well, pink, green, all sorts of colours. I've got hyacinths on my windowsill.
Hyacinth bucket.
Without the bucket. In little pots, of course. Little pots. And
was this a Valentine present, or is it just something you're growing? Because it is Valentine's Day today, so happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there.
Thank you.
I'm not talking to you.
I know. Yes, my new husband gave me a little rose this morning.
Do you know?
And I'd forgotten to get him anything because I knew it was Valentine's Day.
Do you know, I bought Amanda a card ages ago. It's a fabulous card. I was out shopping somewhere on my own, which doesn't happen very often.
No.
And I can't find where I've put it. I searched the house high and low last night. And do you think I could find it?
You've put it somewhere. You've hidden it.
She wouldn't come across it when she was doing stuff. And now I can't remember where it is.
I do that all the time. It's the worst thing.
Have you got my card then?
No, but have you looked in your knicker drawer? Because that's always where I hide my
No, I wouldn't hide anything in there.
Because she wouldn't go in there, would she?
No. No one goes in there.
Well, my new husband, lovely, and he, because we've got a very busy week. It's one of those, I'm all out of kilt, Paul Andrew. I didn't even know what day it was today I woke up. Because the lovely Mark Stein of GB News, previously, of course, Ofcom have booted him out, but he invited me to come on his new show, and I had to say, darling, I'm far too busy. And I was going on with Andrew Bridgeton, the MP, who love.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's a hero. So I was supposed to be on Thursday night, but I'll be on the road.
See, this is typical. I'm so busy. What she actually means is she's going on holiday.
No, before that, all week I'm busy here, there, and everywhere.
You're going on holiday.
Not till Sunday.
I'm going on holiday, so I'm busy.
But I'm so busy this week that I've packed my case last weekend. So when I get to Dubai to see my lovely son, Josh Robson, hello, Josh, everything's going to be crumpled, isn't it, when I get there? Because it will have been rotting in a suitcase since last Saturday.
What will?
I've packed already. Are you listening?
Yeah, I am. But I mean, I can imagine what you pack. I mean, you've probably got a suitcase full of tablets, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I've got all that. Yeah. No, but that goes in my hand luggage in case.
Does it? Yeah, because customs people have to get it all out and test it all and let the dog sniff it to see if it's got anything in it.
Well, it's interesting because I do have some very strange potions. And the last time I flew. Yeah, there was a whole kerfuffle about one of my liquids. And I can't remember what it was. It was some liquid I used. It was some herbal thing.
Yeah.
And they put it all through a machine and it was all very embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm taking my lovely mother, Ruth, who's 92.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy it, Ruth.
She will. But she says she doesn't really think it's worth going just for a week. So
she wants to go for two.
Yeah, I'm going for two, but I'm booting her back with Sydney, my daughter, on the flight after a week. But my mother, I think, is going to try and stay.
Yeah. Well, that's not very nice of you, is it?
I know.
Why are you trying to get rid of her?
Well, me and the new husband thought we'd have a week. Josh is going off to Turkey, so we're going to stay in his pad for a week. So we've got a week on the palm, darling, that Josh is around.
Lovely.
Because you know that's what he does. He does concierge.
Yeah.
So I expect he's got a few perks. And it's his birthday.
Right.
So, we're going to... I've already ordered a gluten-free, great big fat chocolate cake from Dubai.
Lovely.
Found a little Dubai and baker,
right,
as you do. And then I've got a friend in Bahrain who lives there, and she says to pop over. So it's only an hour to pop over to Bahrain, the kingdom of Bahrain.
It's only an hour to walk, go by camel, bicycle, drive or fly.
Yeah, probably camel.
You're going to camel?
Yeah, might do.
Right, so it's an hour away by road.
Yeah, but what to wear on a camel? This is the thing, isn't it? Because you've got all your Dubai glitzy stuff, which I've got. Then you've got all your flip-flops and your, you know, sarongs and things. You always wear that sort of thing, don't you? But then what to wear on a camel? You can't go in flip-flops and a sarong on a camel, can you?
I don't know.
No, you've got to have jumpers or something, haven't you?
Jumpers?
You've got to have something robust to go on a camel.
I don't know.
They're very tall. Have you been on one lately?
No.
I went on a couple where, of course, I used to live in Cairo, so that's how I used to go to the shops.
on a camel?
Yeah, in the early 80s.
Yeah.
So I'd get my camel, Horace, and go off to get my tabbouleh and things, as you do, and my falafel, and my hummus, bit tahini. and you know, anything else, some okra as you do under your arm. But they're very tall. Well, so when you get on, you actually feel like you're going to rock off.
Give you the ump, don't they?
Only if it's a dromedon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a joke about that, isn't it? One hump, or what do you call it? You
have to think. Yeah, I don't
I'm sure our listeners will tweet that there is one about, oh, yeah, what do you call a camel with one hump?
I don't know.
Humphrey. No, three humps, isn't it? I knew there was a joke somewhere.
No, yeah, but you haven't got it. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. That didn't work, did it?
As I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Green shoots. So my little hyacinths, which are on the windowsill.
Right.
So I buy them as a little bulb. They're about £2. I
guess. And how many have you got in the pot?
Oh, I get three pots side by side because aesthetically it's pleasing.
Yeah, but you haven't got one hyacinth in each pot, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you planted hyacinth bulbs in little clusters.
Oh, it might be. I don't know, because I didn't plant them. But
you bought them ready planted?
Yeah, £2 they were from a little market stall holder.
Blimey, you're half lazy, aren't you?
I am, oh yeah. And then what I do, which isn't lazy, I then repot them, plant them in the little garden, and they come up year after year after year.
Don't they?
And they make the whole house smell nice.
Lovely.
Which, when you have a greyhound, is always a boon.
Is it?
Having a whole house with fragrant hyacinths.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, little greyhound. She's been very naughty. You know those, I was just saying to the ladies, we've got the lovely Jane Wren of Long Dog Shop. Mm. More of that later. She's based in Dymchurch in Kent. And we have Julia Hayes of the Little Pink Dog, .co.uk, and she's based in Canterbury, Little Pink Dog. But what Darcy's been doing is, I've got a cream carpet in my bedroom, so I let her out this morning.
You've got a what in your bedroom?
Cream carpet.
Cream carpet, yeah.
A nice
yeah.
fluffy one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let her out this morning, because the grass is wet with dew. And I went off to wash my hair, you can tell.
Yeah.
And she trotted into the bedroom, and she's got this thing about, you know, there's those fluffy things you buy to put around your neck on a long flight?
Yeah,
on
yeah. Long
haul, so your head doesn't flop off when you sleep, because it's a night flight. So she's got a thing about it. So she rushes in, jumps on the chaise longue where it's neatly ready to be packed, and grabs it and shakes it like it's a rat.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so there's little paw prints now, muddy paw prints, all the way across the bedroom, up to the chaise longue, so the, you know, the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
And that's what she does.
Shouldn't let her in the bedroom.
And did you read about my rat problem?
I saw your post about it, yeah. Yeah, that you found a decomposed rat.
Oh, there I was. I thought, I'm going to have an hour just pottering in the garden.
And where was it?
Well, as you've asked so sweetly, I'll tell you. So I was doing poo patrol, as I do, and the new husband had gone to London for a spot of lunch. So while he's having a spot of lovely lunch at the Wolsey, wherever it was, somewhere glamorous, I'm doing poo patrol. And then I saw this congealing rat lying like this.
Well, they tend to when they're congealing.
This is my rat.
Oh, you still haven't answered my question.
This is my rap first.
Yeah, no, because it's very... Unfortunately, listeners, you can't see it, but it was so rat-like, it scared me. I almost caught bubonic plague just looking at her rendition of a rat.
It was lying on its back with his legs in the air.
Dead things tend to, but you still haven't answered my question.
It was on border of grass and border of, you know, garden.
So you found it in the garden?
Yeah, in the
we
garden.
We got there eventually.
Yeah, is that what you wanted to know?
Yeah.
Well, I said I was in
well,
the garden.
Well, because it makes a difference if you found it under your bed, yeah, it's a bit more. It's a bit different to finding it in the back garden, isn't
Luckily,
it?
Luckily, I don't know. The ladies will tell me about greyhounds later, because this is my first greyhound,
right,
and probably the last. But no, I do love her. But I don't think they're trophy dogs. So I don't think they're the sort of ones that come in and show you things like spaniels and labradors.
So she doesn't bring spaniels or labradors in to show you?
Or,
right, okay.
Or rats. So she left it congealing in the garden.
It's mostly cats that do that anyway, isn't it?
I tell you, well, actually, I think greyhounds are quite cat-like. If you watch them play, they're quite cat-like.
I used to have a pair of kittens many years ago, and the house I lived in the loft, we had an infestation of bats.
Oh, yeah.
Only bats are protected.
Yeah.
So I had the guy from the Bat Protection League come to take them away to rehouse them.
Yeah.
And while we were sat in the kitchen talking about it, both my kittens came through the cat flap and each of them had a bat in their mouth.
Oh, dear.
And the guy went bananas. He went absolutely ballistic.
Well, you need the lady from the Cat Protection League around to just fight
it out with him. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think it's good that she catches rats, because we used to have the rat man round at but 60 so you, pound a pop.
But do you have evidence it was the dog that caught the rat?
Well, she's caught. That's her second. Yeah, so we know. Because the new husband found her with one about 6-7 months ago.
Right.
And she doesn't kill them. She doesn't really finish them off beautifully. But this one she had.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it was her.
Right, okay.
Anyway, so it's congealed. So I scooped it up with a very long shovel. Popped it in the poo bin outside my house, luckily, where it's congealing still.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, we needed to know that because that's set the scene for this Valentine's Day. If you want to celebrate with a dead rat, there you go.
We hope you've got some plans and do tweet us your Valentine's
Day. We've had quite a few tweets. I don't know we've had any Valentine tweets, but I trust the Whistleblowing Speak Up app have tweeted and asked for a Business Bunker shout out, which I'm happy to give them. So give them a follow on Twitter. I trust the Sure is their Twitter handle.
And, Michael Park's surveyors have tail-wag love from Molly to Darcy. And there's a lovely picture, using the Bee Bunker hashtag, of Mr. Mole, or Molly, sitting at his desk doing his work with I Trust Assurance. And to me, what do you think his breed is? Does he look sort of whippet-ish, but with a different sort of shape head than a whippet, do you think? Yeah, maybe a little lurcher, ladies. But he's got a beautiful, what colour do you call that? Roan, is it? Or blue roan? Or what colour do you call that? Come on, you're the dog escort.
Dark tan.
I would call that...
Smoky brown.
He's got an exotic colour, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So a little smoky brown, but he's lovely. And there he is, sitting at his keyboard with a cup of tea, by the looks of it.
He's lovely, whatever he is.
We love him.
I can't hear Jane speaking. Say something, Jane.
Hello.
No, I can't hear you on that.
Oh, we're having gremlins every week.
That's
in the studio.
Quite
handy. Wayne Cunnington is listening, and he said, "I thought I was your new husband." I'll tell you why. Because we went to a gig last week. Went to this amazing event, which was the Freedom of Speech event with the Right Said Freds and everybody else, and. Somebody took pictures of me and the Freds and me and Wayne and a load of other people.
I saw the picture of you and Wayne eating.
Eating at the Turkish. Yeah. So anyway, when there's a lovely gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he sent me an email with some stuff for vaccine damage, some things to take, very kindly, thank you. And he said, it was lovely to meet you and your husband. So Wayne is my other new husband.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, I can handle two, I guess.
I've heard that. I've seen that written somewhere. Right, do you want to read some tweets?
And he says, Humphrey means no humps.
Exactly.
I think
so the joke doesn't work at all.
It means, Humphrey.
Yeah.
I thought it meant three humps, because it could be that way as well, couldn't it?
But there's no camel or dromedary or what's the other one? Bacaral camel, whatever it is. None of them have no humps or three. Exactly. There's either one or two.
I know. Well, anyway, and he's sent me, Wayne has sent me a lovely picture of, I think, of him on a camel, it looks like.
All right.
Looking very young in shorts. And he says, shorts and T-shirt, I do wear. I think the thighs would rub on the camel as you trot, wouldn't it? I'm not sure shorts is the right thing. I think you need something more robust.
I don't think their thighs would rub, no.
Not the camel's.
Oh, not the camel size.
Buns. Anyway, I love this picture of Molly. It might be Molly or it might be Mole, because there's a little E acute, so I'm assuming it's Molay.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lovely Vicky Richmond from Pink Spaghetti PA Services. She says, good afternoon, Jules and Paul. Please may I have a belated business birthday shout out. Thank you. Of course, I have actually printed it off to read it. It's Vicky's third anniversary of being in business.
Wow.
Was recently.
Wow.
And she's a virtual PA, and she's based over in Thanet. So many congratulations. That's a fantastic achievement, especially as she launched the business just at the start of the COVID lockdowns. So to actually get through 3 years is a fantastic achievement with everything that's been going on.
Amazing.
And the way that our government have been trying to shut down small businesses.
To get through 3 weeks, I think.
It's lucky, yeah. So fantastic.
Michael Park surveyors have answered, ladies, and they say, Molly is a hairless Mexican dog. So that's why we couldn't guess his hair colour, because he's hairless.
He hasn't got any.
He's
bald.
He's actually like a suede handbag, isn't he, really? very
zooming on his picture.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, he's lovely.
A hairless Mexican. I expect he likes a little bit of chili and some, what is it that they drink, you know?
Tequila.
Tequila. Yeah, it's definitely not Sambuca. That's Italian. Tequila with a little worm in it, I think he would like.
Right. Now, this is a difficult one.
Is it?
This tweet that I'm going to read. It's from Jonathan Smith, and he says, "Hi, Vanilla Web and Jewel Circuit. Please, can you give a shout-out for Aito Consulting?" That's A-E-I-T-E-O. So I don't know if that's how you say it normally, A-E-I-T-E-O Consulting, or whether he's just spelling it for us, and it's Aito Consulting. But either way, you could give him a follow, and you can follow him on Twitter at Aito_Jonathan. That's A-I-T-E-O _Jonathan. Give him a follow.
And I saw Ash Lawrence was on there. He popped up.
Right.
I'm just having a look for him. Sally Laker. We haven't heard from her for a long time.
Yeah.
The other half of the Whitstable Lakers. She likes walking, exploring Kent and blogging for thebaldhiker.com.
And making cakes.
And making cakes. But she's sort of retired from that.
She has.
She's
she
not Sally for cakes anymore.
Yeah, no. She's
why I went off her.
She's retired from professionally making cakes because she made Greg Wallace's wedding cake, didn't she?
She made my wedding cake.
Did she?
With me and my new husband.
Blimey.
Yeah.
See, she could have had a business just on making new wedding cakes, really, couldn't she?
She could have done.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Catty.
Mm-hmm.
So, who else? I'm trying to find Ash Lawrence, but he's disappeared. I'll find him later.
Right.
Paul Steele. Do you know him? Founder, editor of thebaldhiker.com. I'm going on Sally's trail.
Right.
He's Paul_Steele with an E on the end, and he's thebaldhiker.com, as I just said. So he does all these lovely walks,
mm-hmm.
Available on iPlayer.
Right, and What's On in Kent have tweeted, "We'd love our weekly shout-out, please. If you're looking for a last-minute Valentine's Day plans, download our free app. We have a wide range of events today and this week, all Valentine's related. Do download the app. You can find out everything that's going on in Kent. It's a completely free app, and it's a mine of information. What's On in Kent?"
And Dover Networking say, "Please join us on Wednesday the 15th of March from 11 till 1 p.m. at the St Mary's Arts Centre, Strand Street in Sandwich. It's for a tourism, hospitality and industry networking event." That sounds very interesting. It's hosted by Dover City Council, and speakers include representatives from the Port of Dover, Dover Council and Betts Hanger Park. Details, as usual, will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk with a little / calendar. And it's on the 15th of March, as I said. I don't know if I'm back then. I'd quite like to go to that. I think I am back, aren't I? I get back on the 6th of March.
Do you?
I've just been telling
you. Thought you were only away for 2 weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, so 6th of March I'm back.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I've just told Mark Stein I can go on air after the 6th,
right.
And I'll tell you.
Kim Stevens of Kerry and Kent says, "Good afternoon, Business Bunker. Happy Valentine's Day." Well, happy Valentine's Day to you too, Kim. And she'd like a shout-out on the radio. So there you go. Consider yourself shouted out. Kerry and Kent.
I expect they're really, really busy caring.
Yeah, yeah, they cover the Ashford area and they provide care in your home.
On February the 14th, which is today, 1977, Stephen Skelton sowed the seeds of what would become a lifelong love affair. We should have some Barry White playing, shouldn't we, in the background, really?
Right.
You might not know his name, but he was the man who planted the first vines on what would later become the Chapel Down Vineyard in Tenterden. Tenterden is about 10 minutes from our studio, I believe. Arguably English wine's premier producer. I'm a big fan. Over the decades, Stephen has had a significant role in many of the county's vineyards, a go-to figure with an almost unrivaled knowledge and experience in all stages of the winemaking process. And one of his most recent vineyards that he helped with is the Domaine of Remond, majority owned by the iconic champagne producer Tattinger, and they're based in Chilham, which is just outside Canterbury. And he also has planted vines for the Balfour Winery on the Hush Heath Estate in Staplehurst. So So, you know, Kent is famous for these beautiful English wines, isn't it, Paul Anderson?
Absolutely.
And at my Turkish restaurant with Wayne, as you asked so sweetly, it was really, really good. It was right by Victoria Station. I can't remember the name now, Shazam or something. I'll find it later. But it's right by Victoria, so it's great for business meetings. Really nice staff. We got a little coffee on the house at the end. And Wayne and I shared the mezze, cold and hot starter. That was really nice. And then we had this beautiful marinated chicken. Very, very nice.
Was
very
it? Good.
Yeah, yeah. And then we did a little zorba out the door.
Did you get stuffed vine leaves in your mezze?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. And
did you get cold baked beans?
No, we didn't get cold baked beans. We had hummus bit tahini.
Did you?
Which is because the Greek is a bit like the Arabic. You get the tahini in the hummus, which I really like, that nutty bit.
Mm.
Very nice tabbouleh. I had to explain to Wayne what tabbouleh was.
Tabbouleh.
Yeah, tabbouleh.
Very nice,
tabbouleh. And depends where you come from and your accent. If you're Lebanese, tabbouleh.
Yeah, it's tabbouleh if you're Lebanese.
If you're a posh
bint from Essex, it's whatever you call
if
it.
If you're from Tenterden, it's something else. But do you know how it must be really hard to chop up it up so small? It's really tiny chop.
To chop up what?
The tabbouleh so smallly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Clever.
I can never get it like that.
Right.
City Fibre, and they're making strides in a £40 million project to roll out faster internet. And the investment is in Medway. And it will see full fibre broadband across the towns. I hope Tracy Ferguson's listening. Across the towns, which works... are already underway in Rochester, Chatham, Gillingham, Raynham, stopping at Who. Sorry, I'm being a train man now. And sights set on further rollout in Strood and parts of Who.
Fantastic.
Who is my owl impersonation of the
is
day.
Is it?
Yeah. You can't believe there's a place called Who, can you?
Why?
That's a funny name, isn't
no,
it?
No, I'm Y. There's a place called Y as well.
I know. So you've got Y, W-Y-E, and then you've got Who, if you want to be an owl.
Who, Y. Is there somewhere called Where?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
There is,
isn't
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play some Cheesy Tunage.
Cheesy Tunage. Don't get your mute button, madam.
We're going to play some Cheesy Tunage in homage to our next guest, which is a recorded interview that I have with Delia Goldsby from Motorpoint.
That's such a relief. I thought you were going to play Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
No.
Car. Oh, I've been driving in my car. Bom, 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 bom.
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the time. On the door, the GPO owned it before. I drive in it for my job. The governor calls me a slob, but I don't really care. Give me some gas in the open air. It's a bit old, but it's mine. I mend it in my spare time. Just last week I changed the oil, the rocker valves and the coil. Change the oil. Last week it went round the clock. I also had a little knock. I dented somebody's finger. He learned not to park on a bender. To Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey-Bill. I drove along the A45. I had a rap 258. This copper stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say? The tyres were a little worn. They were okay, I could have sworn. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far. Thank you. satisfied I've got this far.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, Delia Goldsby. Delia's from Motorpoint. Good afternoon, Delia. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you very much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Why don't we kick off by you telling us a little bit about Motorpoint?
So Motorpoint is the UK's largest independent retailer of nearly new cars and vans. It was established in Derby 25 years ago, so we're celebrating 25 years anniversary this year.
Wow.
And we have 19 stores across the UK.
Wow, that's fantastic. Cool. Now, I understand that you are planning an event in conjunction with Maidstone Council, and I know you actually have a store in Maidstone, don't you?
We do. We opened our Maidstone store last year in towards the end of February, on the 25th of February.
Right.
So we've been there for a year, and we've recently teamed up with Maidstone Borough Council, and we're going to be hosting the Driving Forward Sustainability event at our Maidstone store, okay, which is at Birchholt Road.
Fantastic. So that's in Parkwood for those people that live in the Maidstone area. So it's a sustainability event, and presumably you're going to be looking at EVs?
We are going to be looking at EVs, but in more detail, we're going to be looking at how small to medium-sized businesses and business owners can find a grant to help support the purchase of an EV vehicle. And the grant is the Locase grant, which is available to small business owners across the southeast until about April 2023.
Right. Okay. So you're going to be covering a number of issues, I guess. You're going to be looking at vehicles and their various eco credentials, if you like. You're looking at how to acquire those things. Interestingly, I think it was about 2 years ago now, Kent County Council had a scheme where you could have a free electric van for 6 weeks. To see what they were like, and quite a number of people I know actually took them up on it, which was great for people doing small local journeys, you know, tradespeople doing small local journeys around the area using electric vans. So it was quite interesting. So your sustainability event's taking place at the Motorpoint dealership at Parkwood, and when's it taking place, Delia?
So it's taking place on February the 21st, which is a Thursday, and it's from 5 to 7. So it's that perfect slot after work.
Fantastic.
To come and it's it's the 2-hour slot. And we've got some really fantastic speakers lined up and people that really know their stuff and can help to support small sort of business owners get to grips with transitioning to an EV.
Fantastic. Is anyone allowed to come along, or is it invite only? How's it going to work?
Well, we have a maximum of 30 places,
right?
In store. You do have to sign up. There's an Eventbrite link that people can click onto and sign up, but the places are free. And you know, obviously, people are very welcome to come along, right, and hear more about the different grants that are available.
Okay.
To help support them.
Okay. We have a link to that Eventbrite booking system that we've put on the radio website. So if you want to find it, go to Kent Business Radio and you'll find the link for the Eventbrite booking there. We'll also be promoting it along with Maidstone Council on our social media profiles. Can I just ask, Didier, is this the first in a series, or have you done more of these around the country?
This is the first in the series, and obviously, as part of our relocation to Maidstone, we reached out to the mayor and to the various sort of business organisations in the district. And when one afternoon we were talking, they talked about the Locase grant, which is the Low Carbon Across South and East grant,
yeah,
which is businesses are eligible to take advantage of in order to purchase nearly new electric vehicles. And we thought, well, that's great. But it seemed that not many people and business owners knew about the grant. So we stepped in and said, we're really happy to host an event. And that's obviously where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's two elements to it, isn't there? I think you're absolutely right that people aren't aware of the grant. But also, even if they are aware of the grant, they're not really aware of what vehicles are available. You know, I mean, a lot of us look at EVs and hybrids for personal transport. But when we're talking about business, the business landscape has changed dramatically as far as EVs are concerned. A couple of years ago, the government had schemes where you could buy a company car with no benefit in kind attached to it because it's an EV. All of a sudden, they withdrew that. So a lot of businesses got quite confused over what they could and couldn't do in terms of acquiring a business vehicle. And I think more importantly, and you kind of alluded to it in terms of what Motorpoint do and why it's so important to have a company like yours involved in this, it's what kind of vehicles are available, especially when we're talking commercial, we're primarily talking small vans, you know.
So vans and nearly new vans and nearly new cars that are strictly electric as opposed to hybrid.
Yeah.
And what we wanted to do was to help small to medium-sized business owners understand what the landscape actually was, because, as you said, there's a lot of information out there, and it's quite a job to gather it all together to make an informed decision. So that's part of why we wanted to invite a local accountancy firm called Azets. We've brought together a decarbonisation advisor. We've got a case study from a business in the area. And we have the low case lead from Kent County Council on the panel lineup as well. We've also got our own director of buying and purchasing, Dean Walker, who's very experienced in the nearly new marketplace.
Right.
So hopefully with that group of people, small to medium sized enterprise owners, business owners, will be able to ask the questions they need answering. And also potentially on the night apply for the grant and understand how the grant system works,
right?
Which is a great grant, up to £10,000.
Absolutely.
For a business that's eligible.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got a very broad setup in those 2 hours there, covering things across all issues, really, haven't you? You're looking at the vehicles themselves, at the grants that are available, at the sustainability of things, and then you've got a panel, as you say, answering people's questions about these things. So a fairly comprehensive setup. It's going from 5 to 7 p.m. did you say?
That's correct. So if people arrive at 5, hopefully there'll be a little bit of networking, some drinks, tea and coffee, or juice, and then a sit-down session where the panelists will each have a moment, 10 minutes, to talk about their different experiences of applying for the grant, how the grant worked, some insight on financial planning for grants in your business development, and you know, and obviously a chance to ask those questions that you've always wanted to ask. Right. We have the mayor there as well.
Wow.
Who's joining us, Councillor Derek Mortimer, and we will also have Councillor David Burton, the leader of Maidstone Borough Council, who will be in attendance. So hopefully all the right people in the room,
the great and the good and Maidstone will be there.
Well, I think that there is a lot of information out there about transitioning to EV, and you know, whether you're a household or a consumer, a car buyer, or whether you're a small business owner, the key to it is always gathering the right information
so that
you can make an informed decision.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of stuff flying around, especially on social media, about EVs and this, that and the other. So it's not always easy. I mean, I've literally just bought a new car. He says laughingly, and apart from the fact it was 5 months late being delivered, but never mind.
That is one of the challenges.
Yeah, exactly. But when I was looking at what to buy, it was quite difficult to make sensible decisions because, you know, you think, oh, you know, I'm going to go that route. I mean, people go, no, don't do that. Why? Don't they blow up? You know, we need better information. And people want to do the right thing. We realize that the costs of driving ICE vehicles are going through the roof because councils are penalising you for doing it.
That's right. Yes.
You know, with emission zones and 15-minute cities and all the other nonsense that they're coming out with. So we have to look at these things, and it's important to get the right information. And as you say, not only that, you can get some money to go with it, which is always a good thing.
Well, it feels like a win-win in terms of the grant. And certainly when we found out about it, it was, well, okay, so this exists. Yeah. That's amazing. Why didn't not more people know about it or use it? Yeah. And so that's where we came in and said, well, we'll help.
Yeah.
And host this event. And we really wanted to do it because Maidstone is an important store for us. Right. We're delighted to be there. We've got a great site. There's free parking, and we think that, you know, it's the panel is well informed. There'll be enough information for people to make do some extra thinking around their transition to EV. Mm. At the end of the day, gather all the information and then make an informed decision. And I think that's one of the things that Motorpoint's most proud of, is that we have. It's the vehicle that's right for you, not just selling a car. It has to be right for your organisation or your own lifestyle, either as a consumer or as a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, we're really looking forward to this. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it, Delia. We wish you much success with it, and I'm sure it will be. And enjoy it. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
So that was Delia Goldsby there from Motorpoint, and as Delia was telling you, they've got an electric vehicle event taking place in Birchall Road in Parkwood in Maidstone. So do check that out. The links to check out and book your place can all be found on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on the home page. So have a look at that. Right, some information to share with you. The Rye Chamber of Commerce have a spring meeting on the 15th of March. It's from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and it's at the Brewery Yard Club, and that's at Langate in Rye. Join us for our first of our quarterly chamber meetings, followed by a delicious Mardi Spice curry supper and relaxed networking with your peers. So do check that out. I think the Brewery Yard Club, I think that's the lovely Jane that also owns Space Co-working in Rye. Good.
Rye's a beautiful town, isn't it? I must visit Rye again.
I had lunch with Chris Pollard there last Friday.
Okay. Yeah. How is he?
How is Chris? Chris is very well, thank you. Yeah.
I was going to say, we didn't say a warm hello to all our new listeners on the FM Southports, did we?
Did you not?
No, did you?
Well, you better do it then.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello, all our new listeners in the Romney Marsh, Cinqport FM radio area, which goes out to East Sussex, does it?
It does, yeah, which is where Rye is, which is where you were talking about.
Yeah, Riley slipping that in there.
Yeah. Wimchelsea, Camber.
I love Wimchelsea and Camber Sands. Really good. We're getting lots of woof, woof pictures now,
Yeah, well, you know, tell them to hold off. We're not on doggy stuff yet.
No, we're not. But
I've had a tweet from Matthew Dorrington.
What's he saying?
He said, good afternoon, Paul. Can you give me and the team a shout-out? We're tuned in, listening to the show. Please visit our website for a free instant SEO audit. And that's Blue Moxie Agency. So check out their website.
And yes, I was telling my new husband, because we have New Markets Media and Intelligence, and I said, look, Matthew's offering a free, not to be sniffed at, is it, an SEO assessment of your website.
Somebody just said silently, what's an SEO website assessment?
Yeah.
Search engine optimization.
Yeah. Search engine optimization.
It's where they check your website to see if you've configured it, or whoever did your website has configured it to make it as discoverable as possible by the search engines, primarily Google.
But this is free.
They're offering to do that for free, yes.
Yeah. In the hope that you will become a customer, of course.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. Well, they're on the Twitter, and your friend Julia, who's flanking you on the left, will give you their details. So it's... Matthew Dorrington, who is the owner of Blue Moxie Agency. That's blue as the colour. M for mother, O, X, I, E, agency. And their website is www.bluemoxie.co.uk. They do advertising, marketing, also social media and the SEO, the search engine optimization. And they do websites. I was going to get them to... My Jules Serkin Media website is so dated. I really need to do something. Matthew, when I'm back from Dubai and got off my camel, we'll have a little... we said we'd have oysters in Whitstable, didn't we? And we'll have a little snifter together and work out what to do with my website.
Hmm. Sarah Marsh Collins has tweeted.
Hello.
She says, a show about dogs. She says, I can't believe I'm going to miss the first live show and it's about dogs. She said, I'm with my mad scientist clients in Tunbridge. But she said, I'll catch up later on the listen again. I have a fab show. Hashtag I love dogs.
Yeah, because we normally get a couple of pictures of her hounds milling about in Devon.
Yeah, yeah.
Jam first on your scone.
Construction Expo say, why not visit Proctor Group on Stand 45 at the Construction Expo on the 25th of April at Sandown Park?
And Wayne has answered on where I was saying there's a very young photo of him. I ought to send this. You know, who were our guests last week that had the dating agency, the lovely ladies?
Yeah, the Diamond Singles. Yeah,
well, I'm trying to hook old Wayne up with those two, you see.
Right. Both of them?
Well, no, you know, to network.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
I'm not saying a menage a trois or anything, but he's sent this picture of him in shorts on a camel. And he says, the photo, I said he looked quite young in it. He said it was 22 years ago, Millennium Concert at the Pyramids by Jean-Michel Jarre. I think can you imagine a Millennium Concert at the Pyramids?
Yeah.
How amazing. And yes, he was on a camel. And then he sent me the restaurant we were at. If anybody wants to go to a really nice independent Turkish restaurant in Victoria, which is great for business meetings, you know, it's called Kazan, K-A-Z-A-N, Victoria. And me and the old Wayne had a really, really nice time. I had a bottle of organic wine, and I obviously couldn't drink the whole bottle because I was going to a proper event. So I had half, and Wayne had a little sip. You know, he drinks like a bird, he does. He didn't really hold his own. And then I had about half a bottle left, popped it in my handbag, took it to the event, and then swigged it on the way home on the train.
That is so typical.
I got a little cup. Though.
I just need to say,
do you?
If you like a really good Turkish meal, you don't have to go all the way to Victoria.
You got one in Tenson.
We've got a fantastic Turkish restaurant in Tenson called Özgür's.
Are you inviting me?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll take you to Özgür's. It is absolutely fabulous. It's in the high street, and it is a fantastic place to visit with the most wonderful food.
Does he do tabule?
They do tabula, yeah.
And does he say tabula?
I don't know. I've never asked him. Mustafa, you have to tell me how you pronounce tabula. Yeah,
it depends on his dialect.
Yeah.
I need to...
No, it's not a dialect. He's never been in Doctor Who at all.
We will exterminate...
He's a Turkish restaurant owner.
We will exterminate your falafel.
Yeah.
Actually, Wayne and I, that restaurant that I mentioned, I can't remember the name of it again, Kazan, wasn't it, or something? Mm. The portions were huge.
Mm.
Kazan, yeah, K-A-Z-A-N. The portions were absolutely huge. That's very nice.
Stu, my youngest son, and I, years ago, when he was still a teenager.
I remember that. He used to eat about 10 pies when I used to meet
him. But we ate in a Lebanese restaurant in the King's Road in London. And it was only lunchtime. We went in for a snack and we had Marquez sausages and stuff, which was lovely. And they did hummus with chicken.
Oh.
I thought that sounds interesting. So Stu ordered hummus with chicken. What they didn't say was it was a whole chicken.
Really?
Buried in hummus. The pot was, I'm making signs, listeners, of about 2 foot across. They brought this pot of hummus that was about 2 foot across. We go, my God, you couldn't eat all that if you tried. And there was a whole roast chicken stuck in the middle of it.
Sounds like the sort of thing a Bedouin would eat, you know, the king or the sultan
of
Brunei.
That would have been a peacock, wouldn't it? It would have been a peacock in hummus.
Yeah. Or with a peacock inside a chicken, inside a fish.
A goose inside an emu, inside an ostrich. Yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah. Michael Park Surveyors, we would love a jovial Business Bunker shout out from our favourite radio show. Thank you, Paul and Jules. We love how you build up the business community. Well, thank you so much. That's the lovely folks of Michael Park Surveyors, commercial property specialist based in Rochester on the Medway City Estate, covering the whole of the southeast of England.
Remind me, our man that collects Lego and buys Lego.
That would be Martin Reeves, and he would be. Buddy collectors.
Yeah, because he is amazing. So everybody should follow him because I love him, what he does. So he is at Buddy Collectors on the Twitter. There you are, Julia. You can find him. Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, Collectors. And his website is collectorsbuddy.org.uk. I love what he does. So he is, he's got hidden disabilities and mental health. He's seeking a salary to get off the disability by fundraising for charities, selling TV, film, toy and props. So he's an expert in spotting and buying things quite cheaply online, and then, you know, the company can make money out of them. So the business he sells them onto can make money. So he's found, for example, Matchbox cars. You remember Matchbox cars? I bet you used to line them up when you were a boy. Aren't they lovely? Yeah. I used to have some.
I just seen the picture you've tweeted of me and the two girls.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Is it? I thought it was really sweet. You're looking at them.
It looks like I'm going, hey, they'll drag these two in.
Really?
Well, look at the state. I don't know what I was thinking there. It's a terrible photograph.
Oh, I'll have a... Yeah. You were smiling at them sweetly. I thought it was a really amiable photo. Better than your usual ones, I think.
It looks ridiculous. It's terrible.
Are you?
Probably because they were tickling. You're sacked.
Oh, I'll have a look later, but I thought it was very nice. Anyway, back to Martin Reeves, as I was telling you.
I'm sorry, go on.
I was worried about your image. Matchbox cars for a score, £20 to you and me, on Facebook, and there's a £50 to £100 profit to be done at £5 a pop. So 100%, he says, could be going to charity once Collector's Buddy is funded. So he needs people to help him. He hasn't got the money, I guess. So he needs people to give him that £20 and then he will share the profit on that. So please help him because it's an amazing idea.
Mm-hmm. I know you were talking about Sally earlier, Sally Laker, but did you read this, the tweet from Sally, where she said a big hello from... very sunny Whitstable. Happy Valentine's Day.
No.
Well, I've just read it then, haven't I? Yeah. It says, Paul and Jules on the Business Bunker Show, a big hello from the very sunny Whitstable. Happy Valentine's Day to you both. We're not a couple.
No, we're not. Definitely not. I mean, can you imagine that...
I know that hundreds of people think we are, but we aren't.
I know. Well, some people think we're like an old married couple because we bicker. Some people think we're the same person and we've never been seen together in the same room.
That's true.
There's lots of odd rumours. Okay, so let's have a look. Bromley SEO agency have an Improve My Search ranking, and it's won the best local campaign category at the UK Search Awards. Who knew there was a UK Search Awards? Mm. It's a Kent-based firm and they help small and medium-sized businesses like us achieve their goals with cost-effective digital marketing. They bagged the gong for their Cleaning Up the Search Results campaign, which produced for a window cleaning client. We have one of those on our show, don't we? A little window clean Jade
window cleaners.
We have them. And I told my window cleaner, because Jade said, he tweeted, he's the husband of Sarah Marsh Collins, not so new husband apparently, he tweeted that he uses distilled or filtered water to clean windows
right.
for his clients, so that it doesn't, even if it rains and that, it doesn't get dirty.
Mm.
So I told my Herne Bay window cleaner, who didn't look like he was ever going to do that. He scoffed and he said, well, it means your windows will never need cleaning again. So he just uses dirty old...
Self-defeating.
Dirty yeah. old raggy water.
Yeah.
But the aim of this campaign was to boost website inquiries by 50 a month, generate a minimum of 10 new customers each month, and ensure the website inquiries coming through were of better value and produce additional revenue via SEO. So there you are, Jane. That is what SEO does. It's about getting the most from your website. But you've got Matthew to speak to, of course.
Okay.
What else?
Cool. I need Jane to speak still. I'll tell you what, Jane. Yes. You're waving that about.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
It.
Read on the back. Read one of them for us.
Do my job. I know I have a cup of tea.
Right. This one's from the Seven Oaks Chamber. The third Thursday networking in Tunbridge Wells is to be held on February the 16th. Due to high registration numbers, we are moving the third Thursday's networking meeting to the brand new co-working space from Regus. We will be hearing from Bradley Turnbull, Julian Palmer and David Tottle. Places are free to chamber members and guests can join the meeting for £15.
Fantastic.
There you are. You've got a
Wasn't
new...
that good?
I know.
Wasn't she a pro there?
Yeah.
She it didn't faze her at all. I went, read that. She read it. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Jane. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And your microphone's working. That's brilliant. Yeah.
So I didn't breathe the whole time I read it. I didn't breathe.
No, that's the art of being on the radio. You don't breathe for a couple of hours.
Breathing is optional.
Steph Young's tweeted, thank you, Team Business Bunker. We love this show so much. We're listening as long as we can, but there's a lot of load shedding going on. It's extreme here in South Africa, but have a wonderful show.
Hang on, what's load shedding?
It's
blackouts.
Yeah, it's basically you haven't got any electric.
It's 10 hours a day, apparently.
Yeah.
So this is South Africa, beautiful, beautiful country, but they have, you know, well, their government, let's not get political.
Everybody's government, so it's an idiot. The whole,
I know.
This whole net zero, is just nonsense, because there's nothing to produce a consistent electricity.
But
yet.
With South Africa, it's not about net zero, is it? It's about that they're basically not, the government are corrupt. They're not investing in infrastructure.
And our government are?
No, our government are sending money to Ukraine.
Our government are doing...
Jeeps.
Our government are just putting the price up again of electricity by another 20%.
I know. I think we're all going to have to move in together. I think
commune.
Yeah, let's have a commune. Yeah. If we bought some sort of all clubbed in, sold our houses and bought a little castle and we could all live there with our hounds, I'd never have to worry about Darcy Graham being left.
Yes.
There you go.
Babysitters.
There you go.
Pounds, what more could we want?
Although I'm thinking really sort of Zanzibar.
Oh, a castle in Zanzibar.
Yeah.
I are there many on the market?
Probably not.
And how many of us are moving to this castle in Zanzibar? She has cunning plans, Baldrick.
So why are we going there?
Yeah.
Because I have a friend there, Sally Beck, who I met at the event. And
yeah.
She's a journalist, and she moved to Zanzibar, and it's got a sustainable health village, all eco, solar and everything, and it's all about health and sustainability. And I thought I could live on the beach. I could have one of those lovely houses. I could build a house with a veranda, and I could be like
on
Gone
stilts.
With the Wind. Mm. Yeah, Gone with the Wind. I could have chickens, which I've always wanted.
Frankly, I don't give a damn.
My dear.
No, I just don't give a damn.
And you can have little African runner ducks. You know those ducks that run around upright? I love those.
Do you?
Not the greyhounds, I don't think.
Oh, do you think a greyhound would not like the duck?
I think the greyhound
probably would like the duck.
I think the greyhound would love the ducks, yeah.
Roasted à l'orange.
Never mind roasting.
3 years ago, Vicky Richmond.
Oh, just before you do that.
Have we had the news yet?
No, we're going to have the news in 5 minutes, and you're just going to read an email that's already been done, which is about Vicky. But I just want to tell you this before it gets too far away from it.
Yeah.
Matthew Dorrington's been on, and he said, my family's from who?
I know, and I asked him if he was an owl.
Is that so you read that, had you?
No, I haven't read it. I answered him privately. Yeah, but you can read it. Go on, say it again.
Right.
Go on, say it again.
I just said.
Yeah, but say it.
His family's from who?
Say it again.
From where?
S- So he said his family was from Who.
Yeah.
And I said, are they owls? Hoot, hoot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's rather amusing.
And I said, why?
Then he said something else as well about, this is maybe a bit highbrow. Let's have a look. Motor Point. Is there any marketing budget we can tender for your sustainability event? Okay. I don't think he's left a gap before the motor points. So I don't know if they'll see that, but I've retweeted it anyway.
Okay. There are multiple villages that make up Who, says Matthew. There's the Hundred of Who and St Mary's at Who. Very true. Who, who?
Who, who? Experienced small animal. I'm going to have to gabble this. We've only got a minute. Should I wait until after? Because it's, I don't want to gabble.
Right.
It's about a vet. It's interesting. So, yeah, I was looking at who was saying about his car people. I'm looking at a Lexus. Where's a Lexus car made? Because they have a hybrid that recharges itself when you brake. Because I don't want an electric charger because it's just, it seems to be a one great big hassle from everyone I've spoken to.
You're talking about hybrids, recharging hybrids. Yeah, yeah,
they,
what about them?
They recharge when you brake, which I can't really work out.
Well, some of them, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Lexus does.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is Lexus made? Is it Japanese?
It's Toyota. It's the luxury, luxury arm of Toyota.
Japanese?
Yeah.
How are you getting on with your Beamer?
It's brilliant.
Can you work it now?
Some of it. It shouts at me and tells me not to touch things.
I turned on my fog light today. Yeah. I've found out how to.
Oh, I haven't got a clue on mine. I had to come in here last night because we had a problem with the station last night, and it was thick fog all the way in. And all the way, I was looking at the dashboard trying to work out how to turn the fog lights on.
I know. Well, I have managed after 4 years to find my fog light. Mm. Yeah, it's all very good.
I'll tell you what.
What?
DAB radio's a travesty, isn't it?
Isn't it? Because you lose it all the time.
It just loses the signal all the time. It's a waste of time.
When I drive to see Mohammed, which is on Wednesday, you know, he moves mountains for me. He's my homeopath.
He's got the right name for it, then, hasn't he?
Yeah. I drive to see him, and I try and listen to Greatest Hits and UK Gold and all that, and you just lose it. You have pockets where you go along for 10, 15 minutes, and you can't hear anything. It's very annoying, actually, DAB. Will they ever sort it out? DAB?
No. It's Ofcom, isn't it? Ofcom are far too busy censoring things to actually do the job that they're supposed to be doing.
I know. Mm. I'm quite interested in Matthew Dorrington's thing about these car people.
Right.
Because they help you buy cars, so I want to ask about the Lexus.
Right.
Because... I want a hybrid because I think the government are going to get iffy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't got much money.
You want a what she means is she wants a free hybrid.
No, I want one that self-charges and I can pay for it monthly like I did my Merc. I'd happily sell my Merc now. Now I've had that for 4 or 5 years. I only had a sports car while I could still climb out. Now I'm older, I can't climb out anymore.
Well, you'll have to search the market for a decent second-hand hybrid that recharges.
Yeah, but do they exist?
I don't know. You'll have to Google it, won't you?
Is yours a hybrid?
No.
Is yours electric?
No.
So you've got what, petrol?
Yeah.
Or diesel?
Petrol.
Is it good?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Right, anyway, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jane and Julia. Yeah.
Hound dogs.
Right, anyway, here we go.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.